Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Friday. Here's KSRM's Matt Wilson.
The Alaska Department of Fish and Game is liberalizing existing sport fishing regulations at the Nick Dudiak Fishing Lagoon and adjacent waters, excluding the Homer Boat Harbor, by opening this area to snagging beginning at 12 p.m. noon Saturday, July 1st through 11 p.m. Tuesday, July 4th. The area is open to snagging includes the lagoon and the waters from the Homer City Dock near the entrance to the Homer Boat Harbor, northwest along the east side of the Homer Spit, to the 8FNG marker located approximately 200 yards northwest of the entrance to the lagoon and 300 feet from the shore. The waters open to snagging do not include the Homer Boat Harbor. The Homer Barge Basin, approximately half a mile northwest of the lagoon, is closed to all sport fishing by regulation. This will give anglers a greater chance of harvesting the buildup of king salmon that are currently in the lagoon, state area management biologist Mike Booz. All of the regulations remain in effect and they're outlined on page 74 of the South Central Alaska Sport Fishing Regulations Summary Booklet. This includes the bag limit and the possession limit of 2 king salmon of any size. Anglers are also reminded that the king salmon 20 inches or longer that are harvested in the lagoon are included in the Cook Inlet annual limit of 5 king salmon. Anglers must record the harvest of king salmon 20 inches or greater on their sport fishing license, mobile app, or on an annual harvest record card. Alaska Attorney General Trick Taylor emphasizes the importance of AM radio stations for emergency situations as some car manufacturers consider removing AM radio in electric cars in a letter he joined along with 14 other state attorney generals. Alaska ranks 7th in the nation for AM radio reach, said Attorney General Taylor. In some communities, AM radio is the only radio station available. We've got to impress upon trade groups and electric vehicle car makers how important AM is and why keeping it in vehicles is critical. In the letter to two automobile trade groups, Electric Drive Transportation Association and the Zero Emission Transportation Association, the state attorney generals write, "The decision to eliminate AM radios is even more problematic in the light of the Biden administration's goal of having 50% of all new vehicle sales be electric by 2030. While we oppose the Biden administration's efforts, they underscore that removing AM radios from electric cars threatens the entire AM radio industry. Without access to their main consumers, automobile owners, AM stations, and the life-saving signals they provide might cease to exist." To see the letter, visit the story at RadioKenai.com. Alaska is vast, and AM radio is the only broadcast media that reaches some Alaskans, said Director Brian Fisher, Division of Homeland Security and Emergency Management. AM radio is a tried-and-true system that we have used for generations to send out emergency messages, such as tsunami warnings. Department of Homeland Security and Emergency Management cannot support any effort to reduce our ability to communicate these critical life-saving messages. The State of Alaska Emergency Alert System, or EAS, is a partnership between the state and Alaska Broadcasters Association to distribute emergency messages statewide, such as tsunami warnings, weather warnings, and amber alerts. In many areas of the state with limited communication capabilities, AM radio is the only means of receiving an EAS message. More on this story at RadioKenai.com. Alaska returned to the regular pre-pandemic process of Medicaid annual renewals beginning April 1st. KSRM's Nick Sorrell files this report.
When it is your turn for renewal, the Division of Public Assistance will recheck your eligibility to make sure you still qualify for Medicaid coverage. There are two steps you need to take to make sure you complete your renewal on time and stay covered. Step 1, make sure that your contact information is up to date. Step 2, check your mail for important information about your coverage. For more, visit RadioKenai.com. For KSRM News, I'm Nick Sorrell.
And I'm Matt Wilson.
This has been This Week on the Kenai on the One KSRM. You can find these top stories and much more news at RadioKenai.com.